much opportunity to put another car under garage on that property. I spent some time with two contractors, and we just couldn't find another solution. This one would be fairly seamless. It wouldn't look like an extension. And I've talked to my neighbor immediately to our east. We included an email from her. She's completely on board with it. She's happy with the extension and what we're going to do with the property. And I guess I would ask if you have any questions.
What's the current side setback that I see here? It was 3 to 4 inches.
It's very close. It looks to me like, as I measured it, the driveway, a concrete driveway, is about 4 inches. The actual foundation of the garage is another 3.5 inches inside of that. So it's only like 7.5 inches. And it looks like they built the soffits. Looks like they kind of snapped a line and tried to hit that right on, but that might be over slightly. I can correct that when we build this. My contractor said, no big deal to go up and snap a line and cut that back a little bit.
Okay, that was my question. So your new construction will be in from what it currently is?
It will be inside of what it currently is. I'll stay on the footprint of the current concrete driveway, or actually probably a little inside of that, and I'll resurvey it and make sure that we accomplish that. I didn't realize it at the time, but almost all those properties, one side or the other, neighbors are infringing on each other. They're very narrow. I think they're probably adequate when people are putting one-room cabins, but over time, as they've built them into homes that you want to live in full-time, they're really narrow lots.
So is there an existing variance on that property?
1956 was the original home, so no.
Now, we were shocked when we saw the survey. We were told the line was kind of like it's represented there, and it looks like that's the way both neighbors built their fences and stuff. And we saw it right next to the property. We got it just before we closed. I called Scott right away and just said, what gives? Do we back out of this? And to paraphrase what I was told was, it's existing, it's grandfathered in, but you couldn't build there again.
Yeah. And he did point something out that I didn't realize until looking. The majority of these homes on that side, if you face the home, the right side is the closest one. I don't know if they did that on purpose so they could go around to the back and just kept them all uniform, but that side of the home, which would be east, is real close to the line on almost every home.
And if I remember right, isn't almost every one of them kind of outside of the setbacks? I mean, like, there's nothing within setbacks along that line.
If you look at that, the home that burnt down on our west side, they had built 2 feet across our property line with cinder block and gravel for parking and put a big propane tank on our side. We're crowded over on the Guadalcan side. If you look at the house in the bottom corner, the corner of the house is within, as I eyeball it, 12 to 18 inches of the property line. The guy that's rebuilding on the lot that's burned down, if you look at the property line on the house to his west, it's built within 12 to 16 inches of the property line. Yeah. Very common there, not that makes it right,
yeah,
but very narrow lots. And luckily we have good neighbors and people get along well.
And from what I can tell, and just like what I think you asked, is that it's not really changing in width. We're just bringing it out on pre-existing concrete. Is that correct?
That's right. We're bringing it out on pre-existing concrete. The setback from the front would still be over 47 feet.
Yeah.
Once we're done, I don't think anybody would notice it other than my neighbor who lives right next door, and she's already given us written approval.
Okay.
That she's all on board.
All right. Anybody else have any questions? Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else that would like to speak on behalf or opposing this project, this variance? Okay. We'll go into discussion. Any thoughts or comments?
I don't think it'll make any difference. I make a motion to accept it as it's written.
Okay.
I'd second.
All right. All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Say nay. All right.
Okay. We just have that construction building permit to get, so stop by the office sometime, get with Presley, and we'll get you going on that. Okay. Yep. Because they're all new names.
Yeah.
They're not Division I's anymore. They're
right.
Got
construction permits.
Okay. All right, we're going to move up next to the 21-01A appeal.
A is appeal of the Planning Commission's decision of the approval of four Hickory Hills RV Park and Nightly Rental Cabins to be located at 5449 U.S. Highway 160. There's a number of applicants, which was Stillwaters International Ministries, Images at the Cross, Hearts Intertwined Ministries, Life's Journey at Little Heroes Park, Ken and Bonnie Moldenhauer, Mabe and Corey Davidson, Barry and Melinda Jance are seeking to appeal and reverse the Planning Commission approval of the Division 3 Permit 20030. Division 3 Permit application sought Planning Commission approval and got it to allow the operation of an RV park with nightly rental cabins. So that was done on December 14th, 2020 to allow that RV park and nightly rental cabins. Per the assessor's information, the property is approximately 92 acres in size, with a single-family home built in 2018 and a garage built in 2016 currently on the property. The property is served by private wells for water and a treatment plant for wastewater. The adjoining properties are listed below, or it will be a treatment plant for the RV park and the nightly rental cabins. The adjoining properties are listed below. To the north, Little Heroes Park, which has Planning Commission approval in 2018 for a church, youth activities, storage building, nightly rental cabins, and RV pads. To the east is Images at the Cross, Planning Commission approved in 2008 for the cross and the museum. And to the west are two large parcels owned by Hearts Intertwined Ministry with no previous Division 3 permit approvals. So what I have is the actual presentation presented to the Planning Commission. You can see the shadow of the cross right here, so should pretty much know where we're located. The house that's built on the parcel is here, and then the garage is here. And there's a real nice gated entrance there. So here's the concept plan that was presented to the Planning Commission. I think we presented you one of those in your packet. So just to give you a feeling of the location, this one was approved for that Creation Museum and then eventually a 220-foot cross at the time of this approval. And then to the north, these two parcels were approved for the listed approvals stated above. So and then the only staff recommendations would be if the Board of Adjustment would approve this, then this approval would be null and void. Otherwise, if not approved, if the appeal was not approved, the staff recommendations and decision record would stand for that planning decision. But an approval on this appeal would make the approval null and void. With that, I would turn it over to the applicants.
Okay. Good evening. My name is Mark Blackwell. I'm representing Stillwaters International Ministry, which is to the south of the property. And then I also own, my wife and I have a ministry called Hearts Intertwined Ministry, and we own property to the west of the property. Okay. And when we came to the December planning zoning meeting, we had letters that were made up. So what we did was we gave you a package earlier at the start here that has the letters from the December meeting that was addressed to the planning zoning. We decided just to make copies of it so you're aware of what we presented to them. Carrie Brown, with Images at the Cross, who will be speaking later, was also here at the December meeting, and so was Mabe Davison, was here at the meeting. And so in that paperwork that we had, only thing that I added was Roger Rique, who is also here, who's going to speak tonight. He was out of the country on a mission trip, so he was not able to be here. So he had a letter that was written. It's from Life's Journeys, but it's for Little Heroes Park. What we also added into the paperwork was we did not believe that the property that they were wanting to do, the campground and the nightly rental, was compatible to the ministries that were surrounding. One of the things that they made the decision on when they made the motion to approve it was that it was compatible to Little Heroes Park. But we had also mentioned to them about Little Heroes Park is that even though it was for an RV, and it was also, they were looking at for a kids camp, and then the RV and the nightly rental, that did have stipulations that were in their recorded deed. And so that's why we put that information in there. And in there it said that there was no alcohol and also no tobacco and, of course, no drugs, which would be a norm anyway. But for us with the different ministries, we were stating that it wasn't compatible to the ministries that we have and what is going on with the ministries.
Can you clarify what deed was recorded with the alcohol and tobacco?
With the Little Heroes Park?
So that was in the Little Heroes Park.
Yes, it was.
I thought I misunderstood what you just said.
Yes, because Roger Ricates owned the property when he's up here, he can talk to you about it, but he's owned it for quite a while. And then he has the different ministries, and so he deeded over part of the property for the Little Heroes Park. And so that's where the stipulations. And that's on the second page of the recorded deed. I have it highlighted, the parts about the no alcohol and the no tobacco. And so we were shown that they were not compatible in that way. And in the different letters, we each stated the different reasons for not wanting that in regards to where the ministries were. And then also Mabe Davison is here, who's one of the owners. And on the package that we gave you, on the front page, it did have this was everybody's names that was put in on the appeal. So we all came together and said this is what we wanted to make the appeal for this. And the only one that was added to it that wasn't part of the December meeting was Barry and Melinda Jantz, and they were unable to be here because he already had prior engagement out of the area, and so they won't be able to be here. His son, who worked till 6:30, was going to try to be here in time because his name's already been put in. He would like to read the letter from his parents stating how they're stated. But you have that letter already in your package. Okay. Is there some questions you would like to ask?
Blackwell, you're just to make sure that I understand, you're saying that the error that was made in the previous hearing was that they assumed it was compatible with Little Heroes Park, and now you're showing that it's not compatible because of the alcohol issue?
Well, we had brought that up to them at the December meeting for planning zoning. So when Carrie Brown and I were here, and as I had mentioned, Roger Rique with Little Heroes Park was out of the country on a mission trip. So we were here representing Stillwater's ministry, representing the Cross, also Little Heroes Park, and Fire in the Streets, which is called FITS. We were representing those ministries, and that's what each of those letters are. But what we said to the board was that was deeded, that Roger had that, Roger Rique had that in. And so it should not, they were comparing, I don't want to say apple to oranges, but they were, even though it's saying it's their nightly rental, he's already been approved for nightly rental with the cabins and with the RV, but his is going to be more of a kids camp is what we're looking at.
Okay.
But Roger will be coming up later. And then I probably have an opportunity to come back up again after others have spoken as the representative.
Kind of see how long this drags out.
Okay.
We'll work with you.
So, but I was just seeing if you had any specific questions.
Would you still be opposed if this were just an RV park? Is it the nightly rental issue, or what is it that makes it incompatible?
Well, like the pool that's set up near the office, that is real close to Images at the Cross property, and Carrie will be able to talk a little bit more about that. Just the different things that go on, the transients. So in each letter we stated, so like for Hearts Intertwined, we will have That's a ministry property, so there'll be different housing. We also have a warehouse.